Good morning. 7:26, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, good morning, what's up?
Yes.
I know we're running a little bit behind, but no worries, man. This is going to be a quick sports segment because, well, yeah, I think, you know, there's not too much going on.
If you need it, I got a story or two.
Okay, I'll do the first one I did in the 6 o'clock hour, and then we'll do yours, and then we'll get up.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought you were doing. Oh, that's right. I got to hit the sounder, jeez, don't man. I? Moron!
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I thought I hit it already.
I'll do the sponsor.
Why don't you shut the hell up? That's the sponsor of sports. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Maybe a mango, maybe a black cherry, maybe a strawberry. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, do your stupid little story.
All right, for God's sakes. Hey, you got an email address? Brock@WIRX.com. That's what it is, right?
I do.
Mine is Hunter@WIRX.com. So if you have any complaints, just email Brock.
That's right. That's fine.
But for the first time, Alabama head coach Nick Saban has created his own email address. It is 2020. And the head coach of Alabama, the most winningest football program possibly of all time, it just got his email address.
That's good. He's doing it right, man. He's doing it right. I love it.
What do you think Nick Saban's email address would be? Obviously, they're not going to show it here, but if you could guess.
Saban4269.
I knew it was going to be something.
Right, that's what I would do.
Like Big Tan Saban, most winningest coach ever @gmail.com.
Yeah, most winningest coach ever. 4269. You know, that's probably what he should do. Something like that.
God of college football.
Yeah, exactly.
gmail.com.
Yeah. Suckitlosers@gmail.com.
Big sports story this morning. Nick Saban got his email address.
I like it. There's just a couple other little things that came through. Oh, sorry, computer. Of course, when I'm ready, my computer's being slow. Baseball. Earlier this week, the Mets broadcast team announced a virtual game between the Mets and the Astros. Even though there wasn't an actual game going on, they were able to weave in a joke about the Astros cheating. Even during all this coronavirus stuff, the Astros are still getting hammered, man. So
the Houston Astros.
So virtual games, you know, and I wonder if we're going to see maybe an uptick in like EA Sports, stuff that's online, things like that.
I know a lot of people do that with the Mad, like for when the Super Bowl's coming up, like yeah. They'll do a virtual. I don't even know what they call it, but it's supposed to like have the same stats and the same. You know, it's supposed to mimic what's going to happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They always do that on Madden and everything like that. So, well, we'll see. Maybe more virtual sports or maybe not. Mm-hmm. And Nick Saban has an email. Suckitlosers@gmail.com.
Riveting sports going on, guys.
We're crushing it, buddy. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.